We're doing the Drashot HaRan. We're up to page Reish Nun Dalet in the Mosad HaRav Kook edition. What page is it by you?
Kuf
Yud Bet in the Machon Shalem edition. The HaRan had introduced a phenomenal and controversial concept that there is a concept of a true understanding of Torah that remains in heaven. And heaven, so to speak, has an opinion on what the halacha should say. Only the heavens have decreed upon us that we are obligated to go with the ruling of the court. But that doesn't mean they don't have a say up above. We were given the capacity to analyze the Torah, to derive from the Torah, and to come to conclusions. And our responsibility is to go with our laws of inference and using our impartial logic, arrive at conclusions, and then stand by them. Even if a heavenly voice comes out and says, what you doing? Like happened with the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Heavenly voice said, hey, why are you guys arguing with him? He's right. So the rabbi said, what do you want? You told us to adhere to what our understanding says is right. So this is the conclusion we've come to, and God says, you're right. So then why did God say something in the first place? Because technically Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was more right than them. Practically we have to go with the majority opinion. But if you'll ask God, hey, how do you learn it out there? God says, well, I go with the other opinion, so to speak. God says, that's the true Torah up here. But how should you guys act down there? You go in accordance with your law, in accordance with the ruling of the courts, because that's how I told you to do in the Torah. And applying this approach, we can understand what the Talmud tells us in Asocher HaTapoalim, Binyan Rabba Bar Nachmani. We have a fantastic story there about Rabba Bar Nachmani. That's the classical Rabba that's in Talmud. Rabba the Kohen, the contemporary of Rab Chista, who died young. So Rabba Bar Nachmani, Haviyativ Agirda de Dikla Vikagaris. The Talmud tells us the following story. He was running from the Romans, and the king's men wanted to kill him. So he's running, and he reaches a pasture. And in the pasture, he sees a stump of a tree that's the right height. He sits on it. And what's he going to do? He's catching his breath. So he sits on that stump and starts reviewing his learning. Shama dekamiflegi bimetivta derakia. He hears that in the Academy of Heaven, there's an argument. And the argument is as follows. When a person has a white spot, when a person has tzara'at, so then the Torah says there has to be a white spot, and then the hair has to turn white. That's an indication that the white spot is really affecting the body, that it even affected the hairs, that they turned white. And then he is tameh. Then the person is tameh. So in heaven they said as follows. Im baheret kodemet la'sear lavan. If the white spot appeared first on the skin, and then the hair turned white, tameh. So you know the person is defiled. Se'ar lavan kodem la'baheret. But what happens if the hair turned white and only afterwards the white blemish appeared? So then, tahor. He is pure. That's not a blemish of tzara'at. Safek, what happens if the guy says, gee, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know which came first. What do we do now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar tahor. U'metivita derekia amrei tamei. Hashem says, tahor, when you don't know which came first, it's pure. And the heavenly court, the heavenly yeshiva, and that's the souls of the sages that after they pass away, they partake in the heavenly Beis Medrash, they all disagreed. They all said it should be tamei. Amrei ma nochach. So Rabba Bar Nachmani hears that in the heavenly conference, so to speak, they said, who's going to rule between us? There's a machlokas. God says one way, the yeshiva says the other way. Nochach Rabba Bar Nachmani de'avi yachid bo'alot. So the heavenly court says, the one who should rule is Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because he's the only one who's a master of the laws of tents, the laws of defilement. So the angel of death was sent, bring him up here. We want to hear what he says. Rabbi Bar Nachmani, he's sitting on the stump and he hears them arguing in the heavenly court. So the heavenly court says, okay, let's call up Rabbi Bar Nachmani and he should rule on it. So the angel of death is sent to summon him to bring up his soul, but he can't come near him because he's learning every second. Azil idmile legunda de parashe. So the angel of death showed up in the form of a battalion of soldiers, horsemen. So Rabbi Bar Nachmani is sitting there on the stump, and suddenly he sees a group of Roman horsemen charging towards him. So he doesn't know it's the angel of death in disguise. Rabbi Bar Nachmani said, gee, I'd rather die. I don't want them to take me, the filthy Romans. Ishtik v'nach nafshei. So he stopped learning, and so the angel of death took him and he dropped it, and then there's suddenly no battalion coming. Ki havenayich nafshei, as he was passing away, amar, he said, tahor, tahor. Rabbi Bar Nachmani ruled like God. Rabbi Bar Nachmani said, it's pure. If you don't know which came first, the hair or the blemish, so it's pure. Yetzabat kol v'amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmani, shegufcha tov yetzan nishmatcha b'tara. Praise to you, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, that your body is pure and your soul came out in purity. So that's the story the Talmud tells us out in Baba Metzia. That's the story we have there. V'yeshkan sheilot atzumot. But when you analyze that story, you have some awesome questions. Ha'achat, lama itasku anfashot achayi pardam ha'gufot b'inyanei ha'negaim? Souls up in heaven. They're souls. They're no longer bodies. What do they care about the laws of blemishes that affect bodies? Why is that what they're talking about up there? V'ashenit achay she'esigu ma'ashem itbach shaya mitaher. And secondly, if all the rabbis are sitting there in the heavenly court, and they hear that God says it's tahol. Echtimuhim. So what are they arguing for? God just told you the answer. How are you arguing? And you say, we disagree. Okay, let Rabbi Bar Nachmani decide. What's going on here? So in order to understand these two questions, we have to understand what was going on in the story in the first place. Okay, so we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next semester.